Attention drivers, is your vehicle sitting empty? Start making more money today. Deliver packages for Quick Delivery Service. Email drive@quickdelivery.com. That's drive@quickdelivery.com. Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enover and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design, with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Our segment with Mike Floria is going to be brought to us by Account Temps. Need additional help closing your books? Account Temps can find your right fit, like bookkeepers or other accounting and finance pros, on a temporary basis and fast. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Monday! Hey, Monday! We get better, better!
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullen and Hanley, we love our chance to talk to Mike Florio. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys today?
You know, I'm just a little confused. I always thought that NFL players pretty much had to turn up at the minicamp practices, that was contractually obliged, if you will, to turn up. And we're seeing increasingly a number of guys around the league that are looking for new contracts. And you know, Julio Jones, man, he's under contract for 3 more years. I understand he's worth more than he's getting, but I don't know what kind of precedent it is when teams cave in to contract demands. Doesn't that encourage other players to do the same thing?
Well, absolutely. And I think some of these guys are starting to show regret for signing these ultra-long-term deals. It was a 6-year contract that Julio Jones signed where he made $47 million over the first 3, and now he's in the back 3. And typically those back 3 years are very favorable to the team because they're not guaranteed. And the numbers, which look great at the time the deal was done, they don't look so great in comparison to deals done since then. So he's having some regret and some remorse. And I think Kirk Cousins getting that 3-year, $84 million deal with the Vikings, look, you have to have multiple, or you have to have maximum, excuse me, leverage to keep it that short. But I think the lesson to be learned for a lot of these players, when you sign that long-term deal, maybe you don't want to commit for that long because you're going to get to the back end and you're going to be saying, I don't like this contract. And I don't know what it means for Julio Jones. I don't know if it means he stays away from training camp, but it may just be he's sending a very clear message that there is an issue, and maybe after this season the Falcons are going to have to deal with it.
Well, if there used to be, it seemed like you had to be at the facility in the building doing the voluntary, air quotes, stuff before they would even consider if they were willing to do a new contract. But now when you have these marquee guys and high-profile guys not doing that, Is that swinging in the players' way? I mean, is this leverage going to be something of we see more of in the future?
Well, the only real leverage that players have is to withhold services. And when the voluntary workouts result in no financial consequence, unless you've got a workout bonus that you're choosing not to earn, that's an easy way to send a message that there's an issue. $84,435 is the price tag in 2018 for skipping the 3-day minicamp, which is a lot cheaper than the $40,000 per day that you lose if you don't show up for training camp.
Sure.
So I think that this is just a way for guys to make it known there's an issue. And of the four high-profile guys that we're really focused on here, from Julio Jones to Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald, and Odell Beckham Jr., although Beckham is there, he's just resisting participating in team drills, three of those guys are in a position where they never had a chance to negotiate anything. You get your rookie contract based upon where you're drafted. You have no leverage. You have no way to get a better deal. And all three of these guys, they have shown that they deserve to be highly compensated, and they're just waiting for that ship to come in, and they're going to find ways to resist putting themselves in harm's way until they get the kind of contract that pushes the injury risk over to the team.
I really enjoyed on the site reading about the so-called integrity fee with professional gambling. We discussed this
right away.
It was one of the first thoughts we had about LeBron James having a broken hand and not announcing that, and nobody knew, and hiding the cast. If indeed it was broken, it might have just been a deep contusion. Whatever the problem, he couldn't shoot with his hand, and he's LeBron bloody James. This is a problem for all professional sports, and certainly the NFL hasn't been pushing this integrity fee thing like the NBA has, but this is a huge idea. If you have inside information of LeBron with a broken hand, you could clean up.
Well, and it's a separate question from having inside information and cleaning up versus just being a regular person who has no access to the information and makes a bet assuming the guy's healthy and finds out after the fact he wasn't. It's like, well, I wouldn't have bet on the team if I knew he had a broken hand. And that's where this integrity fee thing goes off the rails. And the NFL, my understanding is, thinks it's a goofy concept. It's an NBA creation. Look, if you want to get a cut, try to get a cut, but don't come up with some phony label that puts even more attention on whether or not your sport has integrity. And I think the thing that all of these sports have to worry about is one incident, one scandal, serving as the critical mass, as the tipping point for Congress to say, you know what we need? We need an independent commission, a federal commission that has oversight of professional athletics. And we can have one division for each of the major sports. And we're going to have that group monitor and ensure that there's transparency, that there's no inside information. And boy, is that going to be a mess if that ever happens. That's the last thing the NFL wants. And the coaches who rant and rave about keeping secrets for strategic reasons, at some point, someone's going to need to tell them, hey, guys, you're going to have to be more transparent with injuries, or it's going to end up costing people a lot of money, and it's going to end up being a major distraction. And one of the reasons you're getting paid so much money, and they're going to get paid even more, is because of the number of people that are gambling. So I think coaches are going to have to be forced to embrace much more openness than we currently see.
I think I know what George McCaskey was trying to say when he met the media and read his statement and you know, address the whole Anthem policy. And I didn't see a lot of owners or chairmen of teams doing that in terms of the way George did it and kind of stuck to his prepared remarks, but he was trying to give both sides of it. He got mixed reviews here, and I'm not so sure that was it beneficial for him. Did a lot of teams feel like they had to go on record and have someone out front and talking about this?
I think most teams have just decided to keep their head in the sand.
That's
on
what I
this.
Thought,
yeah, they don't want to do anything that can be used by anyone against them. And I think that even though the NFL has decided to listen more to the people who are opposed to Anthem protests than to the people who support them, I think they realize that the less they say, the better. Why create another story? Why create another talking point? Why give people another opportunity to keep talking about it? It still astounds me that a league that fights anyone and everyone who opposes it runs up a tree at the first sign of trouble with the president. But it just shows you how much power a president has. And if the president wants to make the life of the NFL miserable and is determined to do it and focused on it, there's a lot of things he can do to cause them to spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of worry on how the government can come in and screw their thing up.
We talk a lot about the positions and where the money should be invested and how you put a team together. When you got a guy like Zach Martin, is he so good that he defies position, that he needs to be paid and needs to be made happy regardless of the fact that he's a guard?
Well, I mean, you look at Quentin Nelson, who was the sixth overall pick, and the Colts, I think, if they hadn't traded down from number three, would have taken him there. Interior offensive line is becoming more important because you look at the evolution of the way we think about offensive line. It used to be you had to have a great left tackle. Okay, you get a great left tackle. So what does the defense do? They take the great pass rusher, and they move him over to the right side. Well, now you got to have a great right tackle, too. So, all right, we got a great left tackle and a great right tackle. What do? Well, we flip the great pass rusher inside, and he blasts through the center and the guards. So I think teams are realizing there's value at having great players at each of the five positions. And Martin, who went straight from left tackle to right guard and became one of the best in the NFL. And look, the details still aren't out on his contract. I don't know if he's going to have a better contract than Andrew Norwell, but it's huge money, $13 million plus for an interior offensive lineman. It just shows you the importance of not having that weakness where you start throwing guys physically into the legs of the quarterback. I mean, look at Tom Brady. He can avoid the outside rush. It's when the pressure comes up the middle that it all falls apart. And I think that, you know, the Cowboys are hoping to have that same type of a situation with Dak Prescott where he can avoid the guys coming around the edge unless it's Adrian Claiborne and Tyron Smith is out. Other than that, it'll be fine. But up the middle is where you can't really do anything if you don't have time because you've got guys blasting right up the two gaps that are in front of you.
Mike, you mentioned that the players might want to rethink long-term deals, and because when you get halfway through, you might be looking at a middling market where you're better than that. How about what teams do? You know, with Kyle Long here in Chicago, the Bears were aggressive and signed him long-term and gave him some pretty good guaranteed money, and he's been hurt pretty much ever since. I think he was even hurt when he signed the contract. How do you view that contract, and you know what risk is the team taking at that point if a guy's young in his career and really hasn't, you know, established a perennial Pro Bowl type career or whatever Kyle's going to have when it's all said and done?
Well, I mean, yeah, you, with the guaranteed money that you give the guy, you are assuming the injury risk and the risk of ineffectiveness, but the payoff is you have him committed over a period of time, and if he's not living up to it, then you just cut the cord like the Cowboys did with Dez Bryant. See, that's the problem. Once you get through the part of the deal that's truly guaranteed, the part that we know is going to be paid out, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, you get into a zone where if the team doesn't like it, the team has something that it quickly can do about it, can squeeze the guy to take less or cut him. If the guy doesn't like it, there's really nothing he can do. He's limited in what he can do under the terms and within the confines of the CBA, and that's one of the great disparities that I don't know is ever going to go away, but why some guys will do things like skip mandatory mini camps, hold out of training camp. It's technically a violation of the contract, but it's all they have within the system that gives them limited ways to exert leverage in an effort to get more. But that's one of the reasons why, you know, players have an issue with these contracts, because the teams can rip them up and the players can't, and there's only so much a player can do to try to get a new deal.
Great catching up with you, Mike. Really appreciate your time.
All right, see you guys.
That's our guy, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports. Always a joy to talk to him. Always great insights. We're going to do a little bit of transition.
Well, he is very talented.
Well, he's very talented. We'll do a little bit of transition next. It's Mully and Hanley on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Dustin Rhodes here. Look around you. Media, it is everywhere, and people are consuming media on so many platforms. It's not just what you see and hear on TV, film, and radio. Nope, it's also online, consumed by millions on computers and mobile devices. This drives the demand for media careers to an all-time high. The Illinois Media School offers the training to gain the confidence and build the skills to be successful. With over 30 years of experience of training students, the Illinois Media School graduates have careers in some of the best media companies and platforms in the country, including The Score. It's never too late. Students of all ages turn to the Illinois Media School for detailed on-hands instruction by real industry pros. And you can graduate in just 8 short months, getting you into that new career in under a year. Financial aid available for those who qualify, and job placement assistance makes this a winning life and career move. Enrollment is open now. Classes do fill up fast. So call and change your life and do it today. 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700, 630-916-1700. Or for you texters, you can text the word CREATE with the number 1, CREATE 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 9.
It's officially summertime. That means time outside, time with family, and time to stop by Walgreens for sun protection, bug spray, healthy snacks, and the trusted summer essentials you need at great values. So you can get in, get out, and get back outside in no time. To keep you and your family protected in the sun, Walgreens has you covered with summer care no matter where. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Now with card, all sun care items are buy one, get one 50% off through June 30th. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chicago's in the thick of baseball season, but also persistent spring storms. Avoid the rain delay. When flood disaster strikes, contact Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. Unlike other restoration services, Aloha is full service and restores your home to pre-disaster condition with you from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud partner of the Lake County community and honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. Aloha repairs all mold, fire, and water damage in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurney, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
Ah, there's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh, yeah, I was there, too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Male Medical. They did a couple of tests. It didn't cost much. And they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Male Medical?
Yep, New Male Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Male at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmalemedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the Father's Day sale at your local Ace. Save $100 or more on what Dad really wants. That's right. Save $100 or more on select gifts from Traeger, Craftsman, and DeWalt. The best brands for Dad under one roof. And with so many great gifts at your neighborhood Ace, Father's Day shopping has never been easier. Hurry in for the Father's Day sale right now at Ace.
Offers valid on select items through June 18th at participating stores only. See store for details.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Oh, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jim Hickey joins us. Talking about Chatwood.
But I will say this about Tyler. He's met these problems, head on. He's not running from the fact that, you know, he's having trouble throwing the ball over the plate and that it's getting to him. And that, he's working hard to overcome this. I will also say that he's an extremely good athlete, actually. And I think that if I asked him to do almost anything, he would probably try it and probably have a little bit of success with it. So it's a fine line between, letting a guy go ahead and work through his troubles and then go ahead and try and change some things. Because, like I said, he has been successful over the course of his career doing things the way that he's doing them. But we are, we're working, slowly, little by little, to try to get things right.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When we go out to eat, we never agree on where to go.
I want burgers!
Pizza!
Tacos it is.
The one thing we do agree on is we all want unlimited high-speed data. That's why we switched to MetroPCS.
Stop by MetroPCS with the whole family and get four lines with unlimited LTE data for just $100, period. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Requires new line. During congestion, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video streams at up to 480p. No tethering. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Respect.
It's more than a word. It's an underlying principle of success and humanity. In the U.S. Army, respect is one of our foundation values. It's the reason we can overcome every obstacle and defeat every foe. So if you're interested in joining a team where respect is earned every day, consider joining our team. And now, in addition to earning respect, you may qualify to earn up to $40,000 in bonuses. To find out more, go to goarmy.com/bonus or call 1-800-USA-ARMY. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Ask any dentist and they will tell you most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design, with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean.